This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Well, here we are for the continuation of Eric Holder, part deux. On the Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner Radio Show.
MTRadio.net.
So excellent.
And we are sucking Eric Holder's dick. He texted me earlier. It's still going down. We are all going to take turns sucking his dick, and we're going to shave his mustache live on the air. So stay tuned for that at the very end.
No, I'm stoked.
I've been stoked ever since last week when we got shut down by whatever mysterious circumstances.
The
stars aligning and the fucking some black hole shit, whatever.
I mean, how can you fuck with that, though? I mean, from Waco, from Ruby Ridge to Waco to Oklahoma City to, you know, his hand was in 9/11, I would say, overseeing bits of Sandy Hook and the Aurora shooting. I mean, he's had his hand in everything. He's had a long, illustrious career.
He's been a part of government, and his name comes up in all sorts of...
So it's crazy that he's connected to all those things. You know, Elohim City, if you ever heard of Elohim City.
What is,
I mean,
no.
For the, I mean, in Oklahoma City, that's, supposedly there's this thing, PATCOM, set up by whoever, the FBI, I think, to,
Oh, I love the FBI.
It's a Patriot conspiracy. So their goal was to infiltrate every militia group, every... extremist group.
I think I have
that's out there, so that they can have an informant and, you know, their little fingers and everything. And what it turned into is they're placing patsies in all of these groups, such as, you know, Timothy McVeigh.
I love Timothy McVeigh.
I think. Yeah. No. What do you think about him? Yeah. What do tell?
What? We should talk about Timothy McVeigh. We've never really talked about Timothy McVeigh, have we?
A little bit. We
Timbo?
Have. We have.
Timbo? I mean, was he actually put to death, or was he actually put to sleep and then woke up hours later in control of some super scary CIA black ops, whatever?
Because he was a useful...
Oh!
Why would they ever get rid of him?
Why would you get rid of somebody like that that was...
No,
that
awesome. Was he did his shit. He did it.
So
he made it. You're a made man now.
You have somebody
Tommy.
Go down like that as a patsy.
Yeah, hey Tommy, why don't you come on down? We're gonna make you a made man, okay?
The thing but instead of blowing his brains out, it's like, well, hey, there's this other job.
Yeah, and we're gonna have to give you some plastic
surgery. We're gonna have to do this thing, and there's the other, but
see, I mean, point being. You know, Eric Holder was related to all of that stuff. He was the one overseeing the Justice Department from a long time, from way back. I mean, on all
it
these,
was under
his
under,
name comes up in all of these things. So how
under
is that?
Janet
Isn't
Reno?
That crazy?
Was
under
it?
Janet Reno? Absolutely. There's a really nice picture on the internet of Eric Holder and Janet Reno. It looks like they might be holding hands.
What if they had babies?
Under the
Can you imagine what they
the
would
podium?
Look like?
They may have
Janet
been.
Reno and Eric Holder. I think they boned. Yep, I'm getting a text from Eric Holder right now.
I thought they were brothers.
Yep,
I
Eric
just
Holder's
thought
confirming
they were
that.
Interracial
they
brothers.
Yep. And they are some ugly fucking babies.
Janet Reno was a handsome man. I'm just saying. She really is.
A frightening man or woman. She's frightening either way. Yeah. But we love Janet Reno here. She's a big fan of the show, actually.
That's what I heard.
That's what
rumor
I heard.
Has it that,
rumor
you know,
has it.
He listens to the show sometimes. Yeah. When he's home sitting there bathing, he'll listen.
Oh. We've been doing this show for so long. We've been talking so much shit. We were talking about that earlier, how we've been talking so much shit on this show for so long that... I just love it. I love it. I love the intel scanner.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love everybody. We're just fucking killing it.
So, I mean...
Janet Reno.
Actually, Eric Holder...
She's going to call in. Janet Reno says she's going to call
in. Is she going to call in? That'll be awesome.
Supposedly.
Can't wait to hear from him.
I can't wait. I say she's a woman, so we're divided on that, huh?
I'll let her...
We're like the abortion issue on Janet Reno. We're like, you think man, I think woman.
I will suck Janet Reno's dick.
You're pro-life, I'm pro-fucking death, I don't know.
I'll suck Janet Reno's dick, okay, when she shows
up. Oh, God, and Eric Holder at the same time. What if they showed up at the same time?
Sword fighting them and stuff.
Don't forget, EH showing up. Third segment of the show, we're waiting. You got to stay tuned. Janet Reno Wick? I can't even imagine.
See, even then, Eric Holder's been in all... especially in Oklahoma City, was his shining gem. Would you not agree?
That was...
For all the stuff that Holder was... I mean, he was under Reno for Ruby Ridge, Waco, and then by the time Oklahoma City, he was running the thing. He ran that shit.
Yeah. See, the thing about Oklahoma City is he was just, like, one part of that. He wasn't like the main guy.
Still,
what a party to have been invited to. I mean, that was all the cool guys were there.
Idiots. It's according to Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, members of the FBI, Eric Holder authorized to provide explosives to Oklahoma City bombing criminals Tim McVeigh and Terry Nichols. So Eric Holder authorized the explosives to be released to these guys.
Well, see, that's Eric Holder's job. Is as a government lawyer, your job is to as an intellectual. That's really at that point in your career, all you are is an intellectual. You just have to come up with the right wording and the right way to explain something, and that's why it has to happen. It's not fucking ancient science. I mean, the Greeks. This is like the same game being played, and that's all Eric Holder. That's all. And I want to thank God and Jesus and Allah that Eric Holder got a $77 million job. He has earned it. He has paid his dues. Let's get a round
and
of
there
applause
it is for Eric Holder.
That's
what do you have to do for $77 million? How is your soul?
Plus bonus.
How's your soul feeling?
Wow.
You pretty happy?
I mean,
how many lives has he changed? He's changed lives to get this to this position.
He's
lots of lives for the better, for the worse. Changed lots of lives. I mean, seriously, he actually was responsible for a bunch of people getting released from prison recently due to a discrepancy over a hard crack or soft cocaine. So, I mean, there was some stuff like that he's done for changing lives his whole career. So is he good guy, bad guy? Is this guy the devil or is he the fucking angel? What is he?
God.
Chosen from a young age to fucking to get to this position. It's crazy. So it's admirable. I'm glad we applauded because that's beautiful. Look at what he's done.
I mean, he has
been changing lives for decades.
He has accomplished,
you know,
what not a lot of people would do. I mean, we do have to give...
Authorize the explosives for deaths of children and freed people from prison.
I do want to say... All joking aside,
it's quite the contrast. No, that's no bullshit.
As a man to man, you have done quite a bit, Mr. Holder. I mean, everything you've done, I just don't understand about a lot of it. The Fast and Furious and everything. It just seems like you. I don't know. It just seems like you're just a janitor for these shit fucks. And accepting a $77 million job for these cunt wipes at the goddamn Rockefeller Bank at Rockefeller USA.
JP Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
$77 million a year.
Eric
Holder is making now.
Eric, you need to fucking...
Holder.
He's...
You look at how he's got game like nobody business going.
Wow.
Go, nigga, go.
Bro, yeah. Yeah, brah. You're the new Henry Kissinger. He is the new... Henry Kissinger,
uh-huh.
Right? We can anoint him the new...
Kind of the protege, been built for this.
He's the new Henry Kissinger.
He's the golden boy. He's the chosen one.
Wow.
I would not be surprised if he didn't run for president in 2016. That would be crazy. I mean, could he do that?
No.
He what? Don't even want to be the president.
No. A man on his level doesn't have time for president. He advises
presidents. He's going to be like the Dick Cheney.
He's Henry Kissinger.
He's going to be the Donald
Henry
Rubb
Kissinger
himself.
Would have never made it as president. No. Too much blood.
Too much blood.
He'd have to show up. It would be like the fucking The Shining with the waves of blood. Like Eric Holder shows up to run for president, and it'd be like waves of blood show up, just like washing him over. No. That guy can't run for president, but he can advise a president. And then there's no waves of blood fucking swooping up.
He just hangs out
and plays golf with this guy.
He could be the first black man to actually hold a corporate position as his whatever he's doing at J.P. Morgan Chase and be a Supreme Court judge also.
And rock a super sweet mustache at the same time.
You know, I think he should shave it. I think he should let us shave it.
We're going
to. Is he going
to
show up and let us do that? I mean, I will fucking shave my balls.
Everybody's shaving their genitals tonight. Fucking on the Intel Scanner, live on the air. We're doing it. That's fucking.
I think he shaves his
final.
Balls, puts it on his fucking lip.
So what you're saying is that Eric Holder told you that we're all going to shave our genitals together live on the air. This is going to be a great moment. This is going to be a good moment in live fucking live for air radio. If there's a drone that accidentally fucking blows this building up, flying out of Maelstrom or something. So this was a good show. We're fucking we're gonna shape our genitals together. The Intel Scanner going down. We've done this show for a long time. I love it. We can talk some shit at this point.
This is number 47.
47.
Number 47, he says with the voice like smooth, rich velvet. That's good stuff. The producer over here.
Oh, yeah.
We love you.
I know. Where have you been for the last fucking 47 years? How long have we been on the air here?
47 episodes.
Don't bother the man behind the curtains.
Ooh, yeah, I know. He doesn't like that. Toto, get out of there. I can't believe $77 million.
What a score! That's what happens. When
I want to make, you know, fuck. Can I make a quarter of that? A percentage of that? Can I just get a small portion?
See, I want to be Eric Holden needs to hire me as an advisor because I could be an advisor to him as a connection to the younger generation. I could be your connect. And you could mentor me in the ways of the fucking holy shit. In the ways of the holy shit. That's like beyond like.
Well, we can help him because
like these guys.
He's got all these drugs to move. I mean, and he needs everything. People to set up in the hood to you know disseminate the shit and keep their mouths shut. So just know, fellas, you know if you have all this stuff and you need to bring it somewhere, bring it to us.
Oh,
I don't normally dabble in said things. But I know y'all do. So Eric Holder, all these guys are running to all the drugs from all over the world. We all know this, right? I mean, come on. Give me a break. So, I mean, are y'all ever recruiting for that type of thing? I bet you we could help y'all out. And we just be shut up about it, you know? Come on, bring it. Dare you. Dare you to drop fucking 10 keys at our doorstep just by accident. Have a little talk with us to sit down and stuff. And we'll be like, okay, fine. You know, and then, you know, it'll just go on for a long and illustrious career for all of us. I mean, we can make y'all a lot of money for your black ops operations and stuff.
See, and that's just it. And I don't want to do any of it. See, okay. I'm at the point in my life where I'm grown up. I wouldn't have to do any of the dope.
I could
just sell it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I wouldn't have.
All right.
Oh boy, right on. Is this Eric Holder?
Please. Let's hope so.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're on the air. Intel Scanner. What's your name? Where are you from?
We'll call myself Pat McCrotch.
Jayla.
Pat McCrotch.
McCrotch. Majayla.
I think you've called in before. Right on. Good to hear from you.
Pat McCrotch.
Anyways, yeah. This is a two-part question.
Ooh, I love two-parts.
Number one, Number one, are you going to use the same razor to shave your nuts as Eric Holder's mustache?
We are going to share the razor.
I'm sharpening the straight razor. We're using a straight razor. One razor for all of
good
us. Yes.
Question.
Yeah, that was my second question. Is it going to be just a straight razor? Or
straight
is it
razor,
be,
baby.
You know, the Con Air beard trimmer, are we going to layer some shit in?
That'd be way too easy.
Questions.
That'd be way too easy. We're using a straight razor right now as being sharpened on a leather strap.
We have a back room. Gimp at the corner.
And then, okay, all right, now, in response to how Eric Holder got a $77 million a year job, it's you get paid a lot of money to kiss ass and do what you're fucking told.
Yeah, it's
really, I don't know, man. I tried doing what I was doing before. Never got me nowhere, but I mean.
Yeah, they said don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. And,
I tried all that and,
you know,
I wound up doing
and
all
you want to see, he never did. You know, he stayed on that straight and narrow path since he was 8, and that's what happens to you. But at the same time, though, he doesn't have any big frat party memories. He never had threesomes or orgies or railed through fucking...
Oh, no, no. Hold on. No.
Is he a member of Skull and Bones?
Eric Holder has had whatever Eric Holder wants.
Where'd he go?
Eric Holder's been a
very... Columbia? Do they even have Skull and Bones at Columbia Law University? I mean, that's where he went to school. Skull and Bones, he's not even a Skull and Bones member. He come out from out of nowhere. He's a member of some sort of...
He's like even above all that. Eric Holder is so badass that if he wanted to, he could snap his fingers and all of us fucking brains blown out.
So he was
brains
chosen,
on the other side of the wall.
Like
old, that's how ballsy with this show is.
Like
I
old
really.
David Rockefeller.
Oh yeah,
chose
he's badass.
JP Morgan.
Yeah, but
Eric Holder's like the gangster. I mean, he's like the government gangster lawyer. But he looks so cute. You just want to like pinch his cheek.
He's always had a boss, though. He still has a boss.
You just
want
to cuddle him, really. That's what I want to do. Eric.
Yeah, I am kind of jealous of a little motherfucker.
Don't we all just want to cuddle him? He looks so cute, like a little squirrel.
He is kind of cuddly little
furry
bear.
He's like a little cute little squirrel. He's just
his nose is browner than the rest of him somehow.
I just want to snuggle with him.
How did you get your nose to be so brown, Eric? The rest of you ain't that brown. I mean, you brown, don't get me wrong, but a caramel sort of brown. The rest of you, your nose is brown. Brown, brown, brown. Brown elk, brown cow.
He missed the spot with his skin light lightening agent.
Well, come on down, caller.
We should.
Why aren't you here tonight?
Yes, maybe you should make an appearance. And we should.
Maybe I should, but
you know,
some of us got buyers to attend to.
Well, you know that if you do show up, though, you have to shave your genitals along with us and Eric Holt.
Who's to say they're not already shaved? What the fuck you think I am?
Well.
Fucking
well, you
hairy
could pretend.
Ass monkey.
You could pretend.
Don't pretend, monkey.
I mean, if Mr. Holder shows up,
well, here's
you know,
the thing.
You gotta pull your pants down.
So, caller, are you hunkered down in your bunker because of the impending, who the fuck knows?
It's
strike.
Going down.
It's the strike is coming. Strike.
Drone strike. Fucking
could be. Are you in your bunker though? Are you secure in your bunker?
Yeah, I turn off all my lights.
At a boy. Because you don't want to be leaving a blueprint for them to be able to target in on.
Dead.
No, I got an arrow pointed at my neighbor's house. This is where I'm at, motherfuckers. But yeah, so that's how he got his job, though. It's just because he just played the fucking game and just did what he was told the whole fucking time.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine making $10 million a month?
That's pretty good, huh?
That's pretty old. I mean,
how are you going to... I mean, you won't even have time to... how much do they own him? How much free time does this guy have for that much money? I don't even know. You know
see,
what
at
I mean?
That point, I want
to
be...
Does he get to actually go golfing with Obama
no
and
shit.
Stuff, man? I mean,
he's constantly doing
no,
shit.
No, he's probably busy. He's probably like a slave almost to it. Like, yes, Massa, I mean, damn. I mean, you know, you have to write this paper, write that paper, get this together.
He's
confer
like,
with this committee.
You have 5 minutes to go swim in money.
Because, I mean,
look at
this whole thing is, yeah, 5 minutes, Mr. Holder. We got Visit the vault. Because, I mean, he's waking up and he's got a fucking dude telling him, look, all right, we got this meeting, we got that meeting. Your secretary's up your ass. I mean, telling you you got all these appointments. Fuck. How do you do it? $77 million a year. You have to... What does he? Who does he answer to? Who the fuck does he? Who's his boss?
He's on retirement now. No. That's what you're not getting.
Rockefeller himself.
He already did all the fucking.
This is retirement. Is this position
exactly? This is retirement.
He doesn't have to oversee anything.
This is retirement. No, he's done.
That's the name.
This is total. This is nothing. He is at the Rockefeller Bank. That's what the point of it. He is at the Rockefeller Bank. I mean, he has reached. The
pinnacle.
He's done.
Of his career.
He can go do whatever. He wants to go do whatever he wants.
So he's like hanging out at the fucking...
The most disgusting, whatever, filthy...
The kennels, the slave...
Doing it.
The human...
Like John
sex
D. did.
Trade.
Fucking rock and roll.
Kennels.
Going.
He's in the kennels right now. Where's he? Oh, where's Eric, man? Oh, he's in the kennels.
Oh, he's at the kennel room.
You got a call? No. We got a few minutes.
Huh? Anything else, caller?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still there? I'm sorry. Now.
I forgot you were there.
I almost feel like I am there now. You know,
awesome. Thanks all for right. calling in and stuff. So, awesome. Good points. Good questions. Have a good night.
Well, come stop by.
You can call in also at 406-545-4496. Call on in anytime. Option one. Just say option one or press in option one, and you will get through live on the Intel Scanner every Tuesday night at 8:30 till 10 o'clock, bringing you
at least
crazy entertainment and poignant commentary. Now, that's a mix of things I like to put in there, you know, because it's crazily entertaining and poignantly commentarious. You know what I'm saying?
And our vocabulary is expanding by the minute.
Vehemently. I have a vehemently expanding vocabulary. So much
you know
so I like to
does?
Make up my own words. Are you kidding me? Do you not? Are we not allowed to make up our own words? Since when are we not allowed to make up?
This is this
words?
Is the English language. Yes,
which
of course we can.
I mean, it would
be
all made up.
Intel scanner is a word I made up. Intel
right.
scanner is a word I made up.
Commentarious.
If
write
any,
it down. Write that down. Can I get that written down?
Do now? It.
Commentarious. I'm. Thank you. Thank you.
Intel scanners are made up a word I made up. If anybody can prove me different.
Commentarylation? I mean, fuck. Intel scanner. The scanner of the Intel. Come
no, on. it's the machine that you slide your fucking... Well, I don't even want to talk about fucking that one book.
Well,
see, we need
let's
to
talk
send,
about
we need
Eric
to send,
Holder
we need
here.
To send a copy of that book to Eric Holder.
You know what he's done as Attorney General, though? I mean, he's done, like I said, he released prisoners on semantics. Also, was a staunch defender of the president's legal right to prosecute the war on terror. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
He testified...
Well, that sounds good. Well, hey, right on.
He's been
good.
Proliferating the war on terror... The war on drugs. He has been responsible for raiding a lot of the weed dispensaries all across the nation, even, you know, and at all the places where they got medical weed marijuana. The feds are still raiding, even though it's legal in the state. It's federally illegal. So he has the right to do that, and he has been doing that, even though he was making... One of the last things he said before he resigned was, well, there should be less charges on drugs, and that's one of the things... Also, he, you know, let out a lot of people for the cocaine crack thing, like they would have done more time because it was crack, but it was actually cocaine, and so they got less time, that type of thing. So,
Yeah, legalize drugs now. Like, let's
why
take
don't
this
we?
As a moment. Let's take this as a moment to...
Our friend Eric Drug Holder.
He's been holding. Hey,
drug
yo, yo.
Holder.
You holding, Holder?
Hey, bud.
Hey, boy. I know you are.
He's going to come sniff lines with us. And we're gonna all shave our genitals live on the air.
I can't wait. Actually, I'm looking quite forward.
Us and Eric Holder
testing the quality.
Sniffing lines of coke, of your... shaving our genitals live on the air. It is happening. I can't believe we're not drone striked yet.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Woo!
Wow.
Intel scanner. We're going over a year now. So now we're in the fucking, we're in the ozone now.
We're in the terrible twos.
We are, I don't even know. This is great.
You thought we were bad last year.
See, this is what I came, this is what I wanted to do the show for, is we have constantly, every show, moved the bar. We have moved it.
Let's move the bar into the studio.
Move. Hey, bam, bam.
Oh, it's not here. Yes. What? We're not in the bar.
It's always a bar in here.
What?
If anybody wants to show up, we have drinks.
What the fuck? I thought I was in the bar. There's been a waitress bringing me booze the whole time. How is this not the bar? Seems like, well, I mean, this is better.
This is
better, this is better than the bar.
Imaginary people are bringing you.
You know, Johnny.
Hey.
You're down here hanging out. What do you think you're really doing here, huh?
Corrector, you will. Oh, boy. See, the doors are locked. We have the doors locked this week because we can't have police just walking in to the studio. That was frightening.
That guy had balls. Whoever that cop was had balls.
He did.
Give him that.
I will give that police officer balls.
He was all fucking suited up, dude. He had, you know, bulletproof gear on, all that shit.
Yeah, but you still only have two hands and whatever.
I mean, there was fucking about 10 of us up in here or whatever.
Like,
yeah.
A bunch of little fucking spider monkeys on a fucking...
We're not threatening
on a piece
anybody
tea.
Or anything, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
No, that was awesome.
But, yeah.
That's how...
But what if it was like that? What if
that's
it was
how
a bunch
the police
of fucking...
should be, really. I mean, we should have had the doors locked, and then he wouldn't have came in. It was our... It's our fault. Our...
Technically... I mean, they are...
I blame myself.
I blame the NSA for not collaborating with the police better. They need to be integrating their systems more so that as soon as they were coming here, they would have been able to scan from a satellite who was all in here and get all of our phone numbers and actually call us.
Yes.
From right where we're sitting. Like, listen,
and they could have said,
we're outside the door and we're fucking...
They could have,
you know,
sent helicopters.
We need to do this thing and we need somebody, you know, we know who's in
like
there.
Kick
so
it in the windows.
We need
shit.
That guy to come out and stuff so that we don't cause a ruckus or a scene or threaten anybody's lives. We could be do this a lot safer by just letting us know. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, they should have set full SWAT team and everything.
Wouldn't that have been cool?
I would have felt...
Fuck, instead they go that way.
Dude,
yeah,
just,
I mean,
just showed up, just started shooting up the building. That would have been pretty cool, too. Just all of a sudden just doing like, whoa, go, get down, bitch!
Like wouldn't it be cooler, though, if our phone rang, my phone rang, ring, ring, or vibrate, and I'm like, hey, what up?
Oh,
you know,
like,
and it says police over the fucking
like,
thing or something.
This
you know
is
what
Eric
I mean?
Holder.
Like
this, you better get down on your knees, bitch.
Right? Like, listen, we're outside. We got the place surrounded.
This ain't a game.
We want this one person. And just send him out and it'll be no problem. And so we'll be like, oh, dude.
We're going to crucify him.
I mean, they could call that guy and be like, look, we're out here for you. You need to come out. And he'd be like, oh, fine. Or whatever. You know what I mean? They have the technology. They're just not using it. They're not using it correctly at all. They could be using this technology way better. Just tell everybody. They're trying to do it all secret. We can see who's in there. We watching you all the time. We know, but we ain't telling you. I mean, give me a break. So a dude shows up your door and he's like, listen, we're from the government and we're going to put cameras all through your house. And what would you say? Would you say yes? Would you say no? Would you invite them in, give them tea, and let them install the new cameras? What would you do? I'm asking. Somebody call in. 406-545-4496. Would you let them in to just put cameras in your house? And then on the flip side of that, I'm going to say, listen, they gave you a camera. It's on your fucking phone. It's in your fucking cable box. It's in your TV. There's cameras all over your house already. You just accept it because... Your phone does a lot of cool stuff, and the TV is pretty entertaining. And I mean, they sold you on this shit without really getting your consent for that. Does anyone agree with that? Anybody? Anybody?
I thought I was...
Break time coming up, and we're having a call-in after the break. See what you think. Local music, as always, on the Intel Scanner and all shows on mtradio.net.
Intel Scanner. Here we go. Bass drop, bass drop, bass drop.
So let's get this bitch a poppin'. We'll be raging it up, got the bass droppin'. So many tricks in my sleeves, call me Mary Poppins. Baby, don't stop it, gonna let the bass drop. To get it rockin', work the Becky, gotta make the shit pop. You know it's getting hot, cause we've been dancing non-stop till the sun rises in the morning. Ladies taking off the top. Drop, 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 drop. Yeah, like it's hot. Drop, 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 drop. Drop it like it's hot, hot.
Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We acting naughty. Sexy ladies. Yeah. Rocking bodies.
Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We acting naughty.
Sexy ladies.
So sexy ladies. Rocking the bodies. Get it rocking and popping, baby. I'm on the clock and I can't be late, cause there ain't no stopping when we leave the dock. If you want, we can just rock and pop till I'm on the plane. So let's get it on. We're going hot till about 6 in the morn. Hope y'all got a ride home. If not, let's keep it going. Drop, 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 drop it like it's hot. Drop, 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 drop. Drop it like it's hot, hot.
Have the party, acting naughty. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Rocking their bodies. Rock, 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 rocking their bodies.
Drop it like it's hot. Get it rocking and get it popping. Shake your ass to the beat when you hear the bass dropping. Get it rocking and popping, get it rocking and get it popping. Yeah, bring it back up and get those hips, hips, hips popping.
Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We acting naughty. Sexy ladies. Yeah.
Rocking bodies. Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We acting naughty.
Sexy ladies.
Those sexy ladies. Rocking the bodies.
Having a party. Acting naughty. Sexy ladies. Rocking their bodies. Having a party. Acting naughty. Sexy ladies. Rockin' their bodies, rockin' their bodies. Rock, 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 rock their bodies.
Reports of violence are coming in from neighboring states. The governor is telling everyone to stay in their home. It appears the dead are coming back to life and eating the flesh of the living.
heard local music from Idiosyncrasy, Switch Off Safety, and No Cigar, all Montana bands.
Love that stuff. Love that stuff.
MTRadio.net.
And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about Eric Holder and his long and illustrious career. If you don't know who Eric Holder is, just Google that guy. I mean, for God's sakes, he's had an effect on so many people, and he's had his hands in so many projects that he's finally, I guess, retired to a position with J.P. Morgan Chase Bank.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
For $77 million a year. Eric Holder, we salute you in your long career. We can't wait to see you in the third segment to shave your mustache and our genitalia. Come on down. Wait till you're... Is your limo driver late or something? Are you not
here? Are you okay? Yes, I want to be hired as an advisor or as junior apprentice, Eric Holder, junior apprentice. What kind of connections must he have? I mean, of course he would go to work for the Rockefeller Bank.
I mean, why wouldn't he? The revolving door
for $100 million
program lives strongly.
A year.
In this
a year.
This government that we have now that doesn't seem to serve the people. It's way perverted from the original intentions of what government was supposed to be here in the United States of America. So does anyone think that the government
exactly
is not
what,
perverted
exactly
from what
it was
intended?
To be.
It's exactly what
it's
it was
exactly
supposed to be.
It's exactly what Washington and Jefferson wanted. It was a big... They wanted a big super fucking government empire. Here you go. Slave-owning yeah. aristocrats.
Mm-hmm.
They've never given up the slaves.
I mean... Yeah, well, I mean, look what it's turned... It was supposed to be three branches of government. The judicial... The legislative and the executive branches of government, which turned into a bunch of compartmentalized agencies, supposedly authorized by God knows who now. I don't even know. This sort of dictatorial oligarchy that we have now with, I mean, all these alphabet agencies from the CIA and the FBI to the TSA to the Department of Homeland Security to Department of Defense.
Who was it? Was it Bush Jr. that said the Constitution is just a piece of paper?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, that you know was... what? All this legislation to authorize the IRS and all that, hey, that's just a piece of paper.
It's just a bunch of paper, too.
Bunch of paper.
Absolutely, I agree. 1,000,000%. The TSA, though, I mean, the federal takeover arm, going into every airport, bus depot, soon to be checkpoints on every road from, I mean, the TSA is going to be there. If you need to be protected from the terrorists
yes.
or the spreading disease or the whatever crisis is created, I mean, they're going to be there for us. I can't wait because they're so great. They're going to just, I mean, they're protecting us from all of these contrived dangers so well. I mean, the security theater is so entertaining, isn't it?
Security theater is at peak.
Warrantless searches, those are fun, right? Grope downs, we like those, do we?
Well, who doesn't?
Well, everyone wants to be disarmed. No one wants to be armed to protect themselves, do they? No? Yeah? No? Should we be armed or disarmed? I don't know. The public? I don't know. We shouldn't even have knives to like cut bread with because that could cut somebody. You could do a robbery with, or a home invasion with a knife if nobody had guns.
They're trying to ban more knives in the UK.
I was just reading about that. Isn't that crazy?
They're trying to ban what?
Turn in your knives. It saves
lives. Turn in your knives.
To save lives. It's a big movement they're trying to push in the UK, where they already are disarmed and don't have guns. And if you do defend yourself from a home invader, you get prosecuted type of thing. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, that's where we're headed here. I mean, we're already there in a lot of areas with that here. It's great. Yeah.
And it's because of government lawyers like Eric Holder.
Dissidents are being arrested every day. Whistleblowers being arrested. More whistleblowers arrested by Obama than all the other presidents ever combined. And Eric Holder, actually, not to leave him out. So, I mean, banning protesting and peaceful gatherings, are they not doing... Is all this stuff is like... seems like it. There's a giant list here. I got a bunch of stuff. Phone taps and surveillance, the NDAA, Patriot Act. We all know about, everyone should know about all these things. Like, get your pen out, write this stuff down. Warrantless searches to the Patriot Act and how they're connected. You know, control through medicine, control through food and water, control through the police state. That seems to be their agenda, does it not? Do you agree?
I agree.
And the Supreme Court rules that the police do not have, are not required to protect the citizenry.
So what is their function then, if that's not to protect?
Protect the government.
To protect that?
Oh, to protect the state. The fat cats and their,
the state.
The lawmakers. Oh, that's just great. Who's paying attention to this? Who's out there? Anybody want to know that they're losing their freedoms and rights and liberties left and right every day, more and more?
Well, have you heard about the Ferguson protests? I guess Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah, the government, the governor.
State of emergency.
Issued a preemptive state of emergency.
The thing about this Michael Brown, somebody else had brought this up to me. Now, you've seen the video of the guy strong-arming in the convenience store, and they were like, so the story possibly is that the guy that got killed wasn't the guy that was seen in the video. He was a suspect in the robbery, and the police went up and got him and killed him. And that's why it's such a hot issue. I don't know if that's true, though. I hadn't heard that.
I would say either way, the police should not be judge, jury, executioner. If there is a threat to the police, they can de-escalate these threats without killing people. Like that.
If a person's just a total piece of shit, then
so quick to kill people, how they gonna be that quick?
But if a person's a total piece, I mean, if it was the guy,
who gets to judge that?
We need to be prosecuting the police anytime there is a use of force, and let the juries decide if it was justified.
There you go. I agree. Then that would be awesome. That would create accountability, like the likes of which has never been seen or felt by the police. I mean, what's one thing to have their little lapel cam and their dash cam and there are all these little cams that get shut off, it seems like, when anyone gets shot. Oh, it was malfunctioning. Our dash cam wasn't on. My lapel cam, it just wasn't working. I don't understand it. And what the fuck is all that? Does anyone this shit? Are you buying that?
As it is, they're free to investigate themselves and usually decide, oh, well, lack of training.
Yeah, or they'll just say that they were following policy. They're creating these policies in their own departments that contradict constitutional law or common law or just general protect and serve procedure. They're changing the procedures from the Andy Griffith style of policing to the military style of policing. Is that not true? Do you agree?
Everybody is an enemy.
Thereby creating all of us innocent citizens just living our lives, turning us into the enemy, right? Can you trust the police? What is the police's function? That brings me back to that same question. What is their function? What are they here for? Are they
to enforce laws?
So to not,
it's not to enforce justice. Protect and serve if the not establishment.
Not yes. to protect yes, the people, though.
The state. It's... just to enforce the laws of the state. Exactly what Eric Holder has done. He's
done a great job. Him and all of his collaborators, though. I mean, he
good Roman. He would have made a good Roman.
There were a lot of black Romans, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
Mediterranean, African, you know. And you know,
well, see, he's not like total black. He's like a light brown. He's like a Caribbean.
His caramel skin, like, right?
Yeah, like from the islands.
Barbados is where his parents were from. Barbados. Yeah. Just a fun fact about Eric Holder. His parents came
fun
over.
Fun fact. Covered in brown from nose to toe.
Immigrated from Barbados. Only to not give him his nice caramel brown skin. It seems like he's almost the opposite of Michael Jackson, changing the color of his skin with all the brown that he delves into. Whatever.
He's just a weasel.
How much payoffs do you think he... I mean, $77 million on record a year he gets now. How much payoffs do you think that it took him, that he got? How much to do all this stuff?
You have to be done. Like, you work 1 year. I mean, you have to take some time off, right? And just be done with everything. can't a man just...
Back to Holder. It's always everything connects back to Eric Holder. And whoever's controlling him and paying him, whoever he answers to, now he's directly linked to the clandestine shadow government.
He's directly connected.
That's the guy. I mean, if we could get him aside and waterboard his ass and fucking get him to tell us who these cocksuckers are that are controlling him and paying him off and stuff.
Well, when we have the general shaving here in a little bit,
We'll ask him politely. And he'll just tell us.
We know who's the puppeteer. We know who's paying him. It's on the books now in his new job.
It is.
Well, very well spotted.
Touche, bud.
Touche. Huh? So now that's the exposure.
John D. Rockefeller.
That's why we got shut down last week, because they didn't want us to tell everyone that. Put those dots together. All this time he's been serving some agenda. Now all of a sudden some cush job after this. That's $77 million a year, and you're like, dude, what do you do again? Are you kidding me?
You can put us on hold, but you can't keep us down.
Just stop that. Cause I mean, there you go.
I wonder if the ghost of John D. Rockefeller took Eric Holder by the hand and walked him through the kennel room. It was just like, it's all yours.
I'd be willing to bet that Eric Holder is somehow an illegitimate child or grandchild of
something.
Old man John D.
Of something.
Because one of John D.'s slaves in the Barbados or something that fucking
one of John D.'s
up,
little fucking kennel room toys something. Fucking run out.
Got knocked up and he kept it somehow or whatever. Or she escaped from the kennel and kept it, and now he's gotta take care of her just by bound by moral, whatever.
Fuck. Yes. That was exactly what I was thinking. Right.
Breaking here on the Intel Scanner.
Breaking
Eric
here.
Eric Holder, probably related to John D. Rockefeller.
Right. Has to be. And
some sort of blood relation there. Yes? No?
Something.
Let's get down.
In his latter days, going to work for the good old Chase fucking Durr. I mean, how frightening is that? That these... I don't know. Where do you even go? I mean, we can even just go somewhere else. I mean, I think we're about done with Eric Holder,
right? Well,
I mean,
how about this Monsanto thing? How about the corporations? I mean, besides the banks that the corporations answer to, I guess, basically. The banks are the top tier of the eye of the pyramid, and the corporations are, I mean, they're up there, too, right underneath that, basically, I would say. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the banks, the corporations, then the government even underneath them, kind of the facade government that is the... buffer,
the cushion between
the
fascism.
Buffer, the buffer between all that.
And, the fascist and, buffer.
And the,
right.
And the middle, upper middle class bourgeoisie, basically, that they're trying to eliminate, it seems like, as far as that goes now.
Or bring them into the so if it was, accepting the military police state. If you're willing to accept the police state, then you can keep your wealth.
Right. Well.
As long as you're willing to crush peasants and, Nazism. It's...
Basically, it's kind of a caste system, it seems like. Caste.
Caste, yes.
I mean, it's a tiered, multi-tiered.
Like India.
Yes, exactly. Trying to create that. I mean, look at how well it works in India. I mean, for all these years.
And they can breed. Look at all the fucking... Look at their anthill. Big, disgusting fucking blob. How shitty would that be to have been born in India?
It would be... Well, shitty. Probably like being born in Detroit, I guess.
probably worse, bud.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Detroit is still America, kinda.
Or whatever. I was talking about The Purge, about going, because I was saying that was the last movie I'd been to, was The Purge. And somebody was said to me, well, that'd be crazy if that went down. That way I was just like, yeah, you could go to Detroit, and when the sun goes down, it's The Purge. Like, you could go to New Orleans, when the sun goes down, it's The Purge. I mean,
kinda, almost.
I mean, it pretty much is. If you wanted to kill somebody or wanted to, you know, that's...
It's not like anyone's going to stop you.
Yeah. It's not like it's fucking not happening. I mean, do your thing. But yeah, yeah. So you think being born in Detroit is a... I don't know. India's pretty shitty.
So I've heard. I don't know. I've never been there.
No, never been there.
Maybe we'll do our show next week from there.
They got a lot of beaches there, though. That's one thing they do have.
Where are you from? India. Oh, where at in India? Oh, near the beach.
Oh, shit. I love that place.
So, I mean, so how about Monsanto from Agent Orange to glyphosate?
I mean, they're like one of my favorite corporations. I wish I had money to invest in them.
GMO foods.
They're not going anywhere.
The honeybees are dying. The third generation sterility GMO foods and combined with the glyphosate seems to be causing in rats. Organ failure, autism up to 1 in 50 from 1 in 5,000 just 20 years ago. I mean, there's BPA in all the bottled water, plastic. All the plastic has that causes infertility. Infertility. And
I hate that.
Early puberty also. There was a girl that, wasn't there some fucking 6-year-old girl that just had a baby in like Argentina or something?
I wish I would hit puberty. I'm ready.
I'm finally getting my wisdom teeth. So... That's awesome.
I love wisdom teeth.
So Ferguson, how's that going again?
Intel fucking scanner going down Tuesday nights.
That's a puking rally kind of night.
Puking rally.
Puking rally, motherfuckers.
Coming back.
Get down. Are you ready?
Drinking beer.
The third section, the third segment is going to be off the chain. Are you still tuned in? Give us a call. 406-545-4496. As always, on the Intel scanner, mtradio.net.
If nobody calls in, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
We're having a suicide here tonight.
You know what? All right. We're going to shave our genitals
tonight
with Eric Holder. We're going to share the razor and everything. It's going to be like a super bonding thing. And then I will kill myself live on there.
Sweet.
We'll do it right afterwards.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun.
I'm killing myself too then.
All right.
I'm going to start slowly with alcohol and then drag that out over several decades with cigarettes.
Dude, we'll have a double suicide. Dude, we are having a double suicide live on the air after shaving genitals.
That's right.
With Eric Holder. It doesn't get any better than that.
Double suicide. Genitalia shaving and mustache extravaganza. It'd just be like that here on the list. This shout out, this show is for Boo Boo out in the D. Boo Boo and Ray Ray.
We are doing some pretty righteous radio here. Genital shaving. All right, yeah, we're rolling. Intel scanner.
It's gonna be some kick ass Montana based music.
Something's not right. I keep reliving these dreams I've had. Some of them are good times, but most are of the bad. Oh, I know it's coming for me. I'm
there's nothing to give. I'm seeing places that I don't recognize. Maybe I'm dreaming. Shall when I open my eyes, I don't wanna know what's coming.
Down by your wasted authority. daughter's lying in a pool of her own blood. No choice but to trust the enemy. Be down by your wasted authority. Suffocate me by police brutality. Wonder why they waste their authority.
I suppose to put it into lucid terminology, the ability, by definition, to theoretically interfere with someone's thoughts and general ability to progress in life without conscious knowledge of their own behavior by just being, simply breathing, is considered the 15 steps of assisted addiction. Now, your demeanor, your behavior, even alone with me right now, leads me to believe you are a victim to this unfortunate disorder. I'm going to be honest with you. More times than not, this disease is irreparable and is hopelessly accompanied by institutionalism of some kind. Sometimes it's the safest last resort. You understand? It's okay. It's okay sometimes to just take some time for yourself, to do what's best for you.
You just heard Stranded by Choice, followed by Unicorn Cannery, all local Montana bands.
Awesome. You know, I'm really digging the Unicorn Cannery lately. They're badass. So,
where are they from? Here, Billings?
Missoula, I'm thinking. I might be wrong.
Somewhere here in Montana, Stan. Montucistan.
Montucistan.
So, the government keeps seeking more and more control over the population. And control through medicine, control through food and water, control through taxes and revenue, control through the police state. I mean, we're headed towards forced inoculations. The prescription drugs kill more people than, you know, illegal drugs. I mean, children are on antidepressants and for all kinds of crazy things. The school system is corrupt. And indoctrinating children into a pipeline from school to prison almost. What is anyone doing about this? What are some solutions? Can you think?
You know what? Something I noticed. You had told me about the younger generation in this country is different. They're like more sensitive and whatever. I took that to heart. I've been noticing that. I work with a lot of people that are a lot younger than me, and they are. It's a whole different sensitive, arrogant, very sensitive.
Self-entitled.
Like 17, you know, 16, 17 years old, acting like they have fucking cured cancer. I'm not fucking impressed. I don't know. I don't even know why I brought that up. You were right. That's something I've been noticing.
I find that the younger generation has stopped. I mean, they're turning into their 20s almost now.
Yeah.
And their development has been arrested in their somewhere early teens, it seems like. Arrested their development to grow and mature into men and women. They're still little kids. By design, through all of these hormones and antibiotics and chemicals in the food and water, their development didn't get to progress into adulthood. They're still a bunch of children, even in their 20s.
Yeah.
I was pretty much a man, had the desires of a man, the drive of a man, the 14, 12. I was out doing them. I had hustle, had a job, liked girls, did all the stuff as a man. And, I mean, you know, had ambition. And
video games weren't, like, the main part of my life.
No. And, I mean, so these people these days, they don't do that. The younger generation,
video games?
They just sit around and do nothing and think they're the king shit. What the fuck?
See, video games are playing a big part of...
I growing up, yeah, I had a time limit. For one, I had a bunch of brothers, and each of us maybe got an hour on the video game. Nintendo was what we had. And TV, we rarely had cable, and there was a time limit on watching TV, too.
Oh, absolutely. Me too, growing up. I mean, I got kicked out of the house in the morning not let back in till dinner time, basically. I mean,
I wasn't allowed to have video games. That was not even a thing.
So, what are these people going to accomplish?
I'm pretty appreciative of that. That it was books, constructive thing, you know.
So, what is this new generation going to offer to the world? Do you think?
That's really the question.
More anti-bullying laws.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. instead of balling up your little hand into a fist and punching a fucking bully in the face, oh, just everybody be nice to each other. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking, that teaches kids to be victims.
Tell the teacher.
Victims.
Tell the police.
Because you know what? That tells the bully kid that everybody else is a pussy. That creates a more alpha type wolf scenario over the
sheep. It seems that it's over estrogenized women and under testosteronized men
that are creating these policies.
Yes. Absolutely. A bunch of feminized dudes, a bunch of over feminized women.
I agree.
And so the alpha man is now turning into the alpha woman. And that's the
form fitting pants and shit. What is that all about?
And, you know, all the TV shows even reflect this into, you know, you watch any sitcom and it's always the woman is the head of the household and the man is a bumbling idiot and screws up at the dinner.
In every show.
And the kids are like, oh, dad, you don't know shit. And mom said I could do this. And when dad's like, oh, you know, I know, I'm kind of a
derp-a-derp-a-derp-a-derp-a-derp-a-derp.
So what is this going to breed for the future? Okay, did you know this? Here's a fun fact. Testosterone in men in America are down
90%.
90%.
Where did you get this statistic from?
From Infowars.com.
Infowars.com.
Pretty reliable source in a lot of areas.
I would cut myself and bleed for Infowars.com.
I mean, so would I. Alex Jones, fuck yeah, bro.
Alex Jones, he's a big fan of the show.
He is. He listens. I know he does. He sure
all the way from Texas.
So here's a shout out to Alex Jones, you cocksucker. I'd like to
shake
your hand.
I sent him a book. I hope I think he read it.
I'd shake his hand one time.
Oh, no. You know? I like Alex Jones. No, don't get me wrong. I love Alex Jones. I love InfoWars. I don't care if he is working for the other side.
Even if he does work for the reptilian government, shape-shifting
government. Traveling through black holes, controlling the media.
They've got their scaly claws into
fucking
everything, don't
Sandy
they?
Hook bullshit, fucking.
Just saying,
Alex Jones.
I mean, so 90% down from
Alex Jones needs
50
to come
years
and
ago.
Shave genitals with us. Yeah. It needs to be Alex Jones, Eric Holder, and us.
Just shaving genitals.
Just shaving genitals and just
committing
just
suicide.
Doing mad shit. Just shaving our genitals and drinking and
so we're gonna make a bunch of pies and have a pie fight.
And have a pie fight and stuff. Puking and shit.
It's gonna be the bomb.
Oh god.
Can't wait. It's
we'll
a big party.
Puke buckets like the Romans and
I'm pretty sure.
It'll
this
be like
summer.
A Roman it'll be a Roman fucking genital fuck shaving party.
You know, the last time I shaved my genitals, they fucking really itched when it grew back in, actually.
I've only done it, I think, 2 or 3 times, like, in my life.
With a straight razor? I mean, they really
straight
itch
razor.
After.
I don't think I would have the nuts to do it. Get it? With the nuts? Straight razor. Straight razor would be scary.
I'm out of whiskey. What the fuck? I hate this stuff. Beer is no good.
I hate Bud.
I'm boycotting beer, especially Budweiser. You know, there's some microbrews and small breweries that make good beer still. The big breweries don't make very good beer. It's like syrupy alcohol stuff. It's not really beer.
Well, and then there's this Budweiser stuff, and it's... This is like detergent fucking...
And they keep reducing the alcohol content over the years.
Yeah, I'm sure this was like fucking 28% at one time. Now it's like one eighth of a percent. You think you're getting all fucked up, but you're not.
No. I'd rather just drink whiskey.
Yeah, when you realize it's whiskey, and you think it's beer, and then...
Well, when everyone's a pussy, you don't need much alcohol.
That is true, actually. It seems like these 20-somethings, these early 20s that are coming into now...
I work with a bunch of them.
And you give them one of these little Budweiser beers, and they're all
From 16 to 23, I work with them.
Here's the thing. Not to be whatever, but if you hang out with a couple of kids, there are these two guys, they're hanging out, you think they're okay, but they're in their 20s and they're a little effeminate and you're not really sure. And you get a couple drinks in them. Next thing you know, they're touching each other all weird. And it's like, are you gay? Or are you just whatever? And they're like, you don't know. And you just, I don't want to be offensive or anything. And same thing with girls. You get a couple girls wrong, they wind up touching each other and kissing by the end of the night. A couple of drinks in. Seriously, actually, I'd rather hang out with a couple of chicks any day because it just turns out like that way easier. And I'm not really interested in men. Unlike this younger generation that seems to be, not sure. Confirm your name, not sure.
Not sure. It's, I don't know, whenever you, the last time you told that to me, I just been... looking at that, and the younger generation is a whole different. Not, I don't know.
I'm not sure if this younger generation they're gonna procreate. That's kind of where I was going with this. I think that there's a sterilization program in effect that this younger generation is like, mainly the second and third generations in on this program, and which is a third generation sterilization program. So. These people have the lowest testosterone count in 50 years, ever. And half the women are sterile anyways from vaccinations and just birth problems, born sterile. What's going to happen with that? The population's going to decrease so much that... the government, this is what their program is. If you ever,
there needs to be a depopulation.
No, are you kidding me?
Yes.
We need to populate the freaking galaxy.
Oh,
and then,
fucking stop.
Fucking no way. That's what I want. Stop, that's what I would love to see that happen. Why can't we just do that?
We need to stop breeding.
Caretakers of the Earth, caretakers of the galaxy.
We are promoting non-breeding
of the universe.
Stop breeding, you peasant fucking shit scum. Stop.
If more people with higher IQs would breed instead of all the dumbasses breeding, fuck's sakes.
Well, fuck.
Idiocracy thrives and lovingly here in the U.S. of butt fuckers.
For fuck's sake, literally.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, fuck all you want. You don't have to come in the pussy. Like, you can pull out. You can.
In her ass for Jesus.
You can do it. You can do it.
Oh, God. Yeah, because everyone knows that's the hole that God can't see.
You know what I've heard a couple people say? A couple men say is I have to get a vasectomy because I'm tired of having kids.
Oh.
I have to get a vasectomy because you know what? I just have too many kids. Really. Okay, let me get this straight. So you would rather mutilate your genitals rather than show a little self-control. Well, ain't that American? I would rather just have a fucking horrifying surgery.
Hey, come on now.
Than have to fucking show a little.
It's tough, man.
Then to not come in the pussy.
That's tough.
I can't pull out and come on a fucking. Oh.
It doesn't help to pull out all the time when you got. I mean, I'm somewhat of an anomaly. I was talking about, low sperm count and whatnot. I personally have probably the highest sperm count of almost anyone I've ever met. Aside from a few of my brethren that also have. Proliferated.
I touch a bitch on the hand. Bitches have triplets.
She gets pregnant. So I know this one girl. She
got pregnant.
Yeah.
And I only fucked her in the ass. I don't know. It's like crazy.
I came in her shoes, and the flies did the rest.
And the fucking.
Oh, that's my kind of chick, man. No, that was good shit. Whatever.
That was good shit.
That was good shit. So I know this guy. He went out and got two blowjobs and came back and gave me one. Does that make me gay?
Right on.
Does that make me
gay? I don't know. Were your eyes open? Were you watching?
I was in prison. Does that? It's different. It's different in prison, right, guys? Right? Right?
Yes. Yes. Please don't shank me. I'm going to have to start wearing phone books to the next show. Like, I'm scared.
So kids, I get shanked.
So, I mean, prison's probably bad, but imagine a FEMA camp raping.
Can you imagine any type raping? Really? Does it have to be a FEMA camp? I mean, I don't know.
Back alley raping is kinder and gentler.
Just a good old fucking...
Drunk dad
death row raping.
Yeah. Wow, fuck. Your drunk dad came home raping.
Oh, God, a drunk dad raping. Jeez.
Is that
all? Well, we are getting into the fucking... What other kind of
getting down into the nitty-gritty of it. I mean, supposedly it's illegal, but I was reading an article the other day that like 80-some percent of all rape kits that get turned in, they don't even get tested for DNA and stuff, and so they're like, they'd rather issue tickets for speeding than investigate rape cases.
Well, she 80% of the cases she changes her story, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
I was pissed about it, but
a
lie.
Looking back on it, I really liked it.
See, that's the woman, like, he didn't come in my pussy. So you bring up a good case. See, you have to come in the pussy to get her pregnant, because if you pull out, then you just got to catch a rape case. It's frightening.
I don't even want. I mean, that type of shit is life ruining stuff. I mean, to be falsely accused of raping, that's horrible. That's horrible. That's like one of the worst things that can happen to anyone, to be falsely accused of rape.
Yeah, that would be falsely accused of anything, really. But that would be the worst falsely accused crime. Yeah, like a sex crime.
Here's how this surveillance state and controlled police state's going to work out. They're going to create more and more laws. They're going to surveil more and more. They're going to retroactively put these laws into effect through the surveillance to get everyone in trouble for what they did 3 years ago. It looks like, sir, you sped. According to your data here, You broke the speed limit 72 times in the past 3 years. So we're going to have to fine you all this and perhaps give you some jail time to boot because of your all this. We surveilled you for all this time. I know we didn't tell you that, but we have the records. It's on record. And now we're going to, I'm sorry, sir. It's illegal to worship God. It's illegal to read this certain book. Oh, this book is banned. It shows here that you bought this book. And it's illegal now, even though it wasn't then. But so now we have to prosecute because there it is. I mean, the police state, the surveillance state, it knows no boundaries.
It's coming down.
No one wants to have a camera. Knock, knock, knock. We're going to install cameras in your house. Oh, come on in, install them. No, but I mean, there's already in there. Yeah, everybody's got cameras in their house now, whether you like it or
not. You'll be on TV.
Look out. Everybody's it's like this shit's coming.
1984.
This shit is so close to coming down on everyone. And the thing is, and tying it into this younger generation of holy fucking dumbasses.
Bunch of fucking idiots.
And so they're going to just roll over for all this. They've already been indoctrinated through the school system to accept.
So here we are counting down the last minute in Eric Holder's double suicide genitalia shaving mustache extravaganza.
Yes.
What are you guys thinking for next week?
We're gonna kill ourselves tonight, so.
So it's a resurrection.
What was the show? We had an idea for
sodium pentothal.
Pentothal.
Seance. A sodium pentothal regression hypnosis seance.
Yes, we're gonna shoot ourselves. We're gonna shoot everybody full of sodium pentothal.
Just want to say thanks for tuning in. We love you.
We love Eric Holder.
The Intel scanner. Eric Holder, I would suck your dick, nigga.
I would do it. I love you.
Love you.